Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
Masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
In many ways, yes.
Oh, yes.
However you're listening to us, whether it's a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream for you 24/7 or on your favorite podcasting application, we appreciate you listening to us.
Yes, absolutely.
And thanks for following us on the various social medias. We pay attention to the Twitter during the show at Crab Diving. We also have a Facebook page and a sparsely attended Instagram.
That's right.
Fuck you.
We should just turn that over to the dog.
Lily's upset about that.
What? Hey, I'm sorry. Shit. That's one of the shitty things from the pandemic is that goddamn show is done.
Should we just hand it over to the intern?
No, the whole thing?
Yeah. Just put Shelby pictures up?
I mean, do you want to make money?
Well, by far the most engagement I get
yeah,
across any social media is when I put up a picture of that dog.
The thing is, over the years, since people have been people, they fucked it up so hard. They're just so shitty and so unlikable. They're like, everyone loves animals more. Animals are clearly better.
Hopefully, yeah.
Right. And some animals are out to get us.
Oh, I have. They want to take
over.
Stories about that, in fact.
Yeah.
Amazon. Oh, golly gee, Willikers. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or if you use the banner on our webpage that says Amazon.
Thank you.
We get a little commission every time you use it and buy shit, and it doesn't cost you fuck all.
You know, Jeff Bezos, not for nothing, but fuck you,
you
man.
Think he's listening?
Yes. He listens to everything, the great Bezos. He's got the big 5G right? chip in his cock. He can hear anything.
He's like Captain Picard in the Marvel movies.
You know? Oh, right.
heads are exploding out there. Don't email me. Don't DM me. I was being funny.
Number one.
I was mixing the geekophores.
How is Liam Neeson not in X-Men or something? Is he not?
He was in Star Wars.
Yeah, oh, of course. He's in everything. But how's he not in the fucking Marvel universe?
They haven't found anything for him yet.
Damn, he's find busy. Something for a whore Liam Neeson to be in. Jesus.
He's busy shooting ice truck movies.
God!
What a shitty movie.
I guess that's it. That's the opening. Thanks for joining us, everybody. My name's Patrick Bile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And boy, I tell you, if you voted for Trump, do you feel... You know, back in 2020, do you feel stupid or?
Can I get a hallelujah?
I mean,
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Yes.
We'll hear from our former presidente in a moment.
And I'm even like, the only reason I'm saying that.
Not that he's on the line or anything. Yeah, it's not.
Absolutely.
I might have led with that.
But I spent some time this weekend just listening to Rage again. And I mean,
the Woodward?
Yeah,
Bob Woodward book?
I love that book. How could you vote for him? My God. I mean, we can't ignore the fact that people voted for him.
Yeah, twice.
That we are so dangerous.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Huff.
post historic heat wave boils Pacific Northwest with scare asterisks.
Yay.
Canada hits 116 degrees. Have you heard about this heat dome thing that's parked over the Northwest?
No, that was the issue in Ice Truckers with Liam Neeson, is that they hit a methane dome underground and everything blew up.
Well, no, this is over the ground. This is over? This is heat.
Methane King is heat. God damn, dog. Jesus.
What? She just flung the Kong toy at that? The door. They might be that last one.
It seems like someone's coming for us.
She whipped the Kong toy at the door. Temperature records were shattered in the Pacific Northwest on Sunday, with thermometers in some areas topping all-time highs, and there are more sweltering days on the way.
Yeah.
In Seattle, temperatures rose to 104 degrees. Portland, Oregon hit 112. Parts of British Columbia were even hotter, topping out at 116 degrees.
Hello? Wow, that's warm, man. Oh, yeah. Well, British.
The high temperatures are expected to continue into Monday.
Oh, shit.
Which prompted the National Weather Service to issue excessive heat warnings for most of the West Coast. More than 25 million people in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, California, and Nevada.
Right.
Are currently under such warnings.
You know, we're all laughing at all these people going into space, but maybe they have the right idea. Although the environment for humans in space is much worse than here.
Well, TBD.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
we're working on fucking this one up.
The humidity fucking sucks, but if you go outside in space, don't your like testicles instantly freeze and explode?
You freeze, yeah.
Welcome to Arizona.
The large-scale weather pattern across the nation is not expected to change appreciably over the next few days, maintaining anomalous weather conditions across many areas, says the National Weather Service.
Yay! Thank you.
The historic Northwest heat wave will continue through much of the upcoming week, with numerous daily, monthly, and even all-time records likely to be set.
Bam!
What
about global warming? You know what makes me mad? It's like all these people that have denied climate change and global warming. Of course, more people are buying into it now because...
You just burped at me.
How do you fucking deny it? Like, how do you deny climate change? I mean, you would have to be in a sensory deprivation chamber.
I think most of them are at the point where they...
Shut up! But they're evolving into
where they believe in the climate change, but they're not convinced of the anthropomorphic... causes and or
you know why we aren't up to this challenge, because we can't even nut up and get rid of the fucking filibuster. Whatever, we can't even get rid of the filibuster, right? And here we are, climate change, heat. British Columbia is 147 fucking degrees.
Forecasters predict Seattle could hit 111 degrees today.
Shit,
raising concerns because many of the houses in the city don't have air conditioning. Usually don't need air conditioning.
Guess what? But that's what's going to happen. We are going to be at a race to see how much energy we can produce to keep this place, like, cool.
Livable.
God, man. Are we going to get to a point where we won't be able to use air conditioning because it'll be too warm? The AC won't cool the air fast enough.
Well, you know, in a couple of billion years, when the sun turns into a red giant.
Right. My youngest brother would be very concerned about
starts
that.
Starts to envelop us.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's going to be pretty.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be,
maybe Trump had something about buying Greenland. I hate to admit it.
Who the fuck told him about Greenland, though? And where is it? Could he find it on a map? Could Trump find?
No, nothing. Not even New York.
Australia.
No.
My God, it's all by itself out there. It looks like a dog's head.
Yeah, but no. He'd point to Cuba.
I don't care.
It's way down under there.
What do you like, Mr. President?
Errol. McDonald's raping.
Listen,
Damn.
Shut up. Don't give me that face.
That Vance guy is coming for Trump's asshole, man.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Yay!
Pacific heat wave.
I want to start. Yeah, the dog is getting me. I want to start barking too. Now it's like that's the energy. I'm sorry. Woof woof woof.
Fuck 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 fuck.
Fuck fuck. Yeah.
This is a union grievance. This is a.
What this is more of a, did you fucking get?
She's really upset. She thinks. Well, where's she knows it's that fucking nose of hers. She knows I have another treat
is there
in my pocket.
A pig ear up there?
No, I have a treat in my pocket, okay. And she's losing her mind.
Jeez. That who doesn't?
That I'm carrying and. Right. She hasn't been given it.
Give me my fucking treat. Is that what she's saying?
Here. I mean, I can walk around the house with training treats and stuff.
Training treats?
Yeah, you know, those little pebbles that I have.
They need that for Trump.
They do. It doesn't work.
Adderall.
Yeah. So let's see what the Drudge Report has to report.
Yes.
Upon.
You know, the thing is, it's like, Shelby, you just got a fuck ton of treats in that Kong toy.
No, one.
Just one?
No, that's the beauty of these new treats. It's one, you plop it in there, and it lasted almost 13 minutes.
Is she still on a diet?
Yes.
God.
Well, always. Like, I mean,
that dog's fat. Fuck you, motherfucker.
I mean, she's not she's getting to be not on a lose diet, but...
What did that doctor look like that called the dog fucking fat? What did he look like, motherfucker?
Niagara Falls. All I have to do is bring up the dog being fat.
Yeah. Fuck yourself.
But there's a big difference. I was thinking yesterday, I was scritching her, and I was like, whoa, there's ribs.
Yeah.
You've got ribs under there.
Shelby, goddamn.
Not that she's emaciated or anything.
No.
But, or that she's, you know, I'm not going to turn
body
her into
conscious?
Paris Hilton. Sticking her front paw down her throat every
you
time
imagine
she
imagine Paris Hilton
finishes.
With that brain power. Oh, my God.
No offense, Paris.
I'm sorry. She was in the news, though, wasn't she? For something.
Yeah, that she was, like brutalized in one of those... teenage indoctrination camps.
No, that was Britney Spears.
No. Britney Spears has the guarantor that she got screwed financially and morally and ethically.
Oh, that's hard. Yeah. That sucks.
You know, she had a forced IUD.
I saw that. I saw that.
It's like, what the fuck?
I saw that and I thought that was satire. I thought that was a satirical headline.
Yeah.
I clicked on it. It is fucking insane.
After that whole Kevin Federline thing, they're like, you got to stop.
What
with
wrong?
The chillins. I don't know if it was before.
What is
or
wrong
after.
With Kevin Federline? Why do people hate that guy? Is he a shitbag?
I think he's kind of a shitbag for some reason.
Right. Is anyone listening still?
Yeah. Click.
My mom turned it off.
Headline over to the Drudge Report is about the horrific, awful building collapse. Yay.
Oh, my God.
Yay, no regulations, right? Yay, lack of inspections and regulations. Yay, Republican America.
You know what is going to start happening? We have these travesties like this and all these different horrible things happen. But now, we have all these different platforms where people sit at home and watch TV. And you don't even, they're just like... So many more movies and so much more content. I guarantee you, this time next year, there will be a movie about this.
This time next?
You think it's going to be soon?
Yeah, Christmas.
Oh, God damn.
They're whipping out.
You know what I mean, though?
They're already whipping out scripts.
I'm sitting there trying to sleep, see what shitty shit is out there. It's always like some fucking thing, some horrible event based on a true story starring John Travolta,
Terror at Surfside.
That's right. You know, there's somebody else that needs to slow down on the Netflix movies. It's not Nicolas Cage or John Travolta.
I was gonna say you.
Yeah, watching them. No shit.
I love the emails. The Netflix is my account. And I get these emails like, are you enjoying? And it shows me like, there's John Travolta in some shitty movie. I'm like, I am not enjoying that movie.
I'm not enjoying
Somebody
it.
Else is coming over from a comedy show at 3 a.m. and watching that.
Yeah, it's just bored. And like, it's like I'm watching the fucking thing. And it's like to a point I'm really enjoying it. Then I look at the time. I'm like, what am I doing? with my fucking life. And I turn it off right where it is and just go to bed. It makes you feel like 40. Most John Travolta movies, when you get to minute 55, you are so disgusted with yourself.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's 15 minutes into that John Gotti. I'm like, I'm going to fucking bed.
It's like pearl diving. Man.
Hey, look at a clam.
So, yeah, this is a horrific event. Rescuers are now in day 5 looking for survivors. We still have 150 people missing.
Jesus. God damn.
They're still using bucket brigades, heavy machinery. It's really dangerous. There was, one rescuer fell 2 stories or something and was injured. And you know, it's still just precarious and dangerous.
Yeah. Did she do one more treat or something?
No, I haven't succumbed to her demands yet for the treat that's in my pocket.
And I'm trying. The dog is making me laugh, and I'm not listening. It's like I'm trying not to sound like this. There's nothing funny about this, but the dog is making me laugh.
I mean, there's nothing to talk about. Except
it's horrible. It's fucking horrible. Listen,
I'm sure someone's to blame. Some paid off inspector or some asshole who didn't feel like
where was this in Florida?
Okay. So there you go.
Search Ron DeSantis' email. I'm sure
a horrific
some
chain
fucking
of events.
Contractor knew him. Blah blah blah. Some Republican fucking bullshit. They don't like regulations. They don't like rules.
And see, this is why we do like regulations.
Yeah, of course.
For things like this. How about
I want my motherfucking government to protect me?
Every 5 years, buildings get inspected. I don't think that's a lot to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the government. I don't understand. You know. Some right-wing nut job would just heard me say, if they're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, I want the government to protect me. And they're like, fuck you, I got my gun.
Well, yeah, why, was the gun going to brace the ceiling up when 18 other floors are collapsing?
I want my government to protect me from you, redneck, with your fucking gun. You fucking white supremacist nutbags. You're all over the fucking place.
So there we go. That's the headline over the Drudge Report, the horrific.
Yeah.
Ongoing story of the collapse down below. Meanwhile, we do have there was COVID news.
Yay, good news.
I saw
good news.
I wouldn't
we're done with it.
Characterize it as that. Well, it depends on who you are. Shit. Because I saw
you're vaccinated.
Well, no, there's a poll. There's a poll. I really have too many stories, and usually I put a keyword next to the story. But
by the way,
I didn't have time.
If you listen to the show,
Mondays suck.
Mondays it suck. If I was president, I would get rid of Mondays. I would take Monday and blow its brains out in front of everyone, and we could all watch and applaud, and we could work on Tuesday, and you'd have a Sunday that would last 48 fucking hours. Adjust your calendars, motherfucker. Monday's dead.
They have 4-day work weeks in Europe.
Yeah. Why can't we do that? What? Whoever went, did anybody ever go to Europe and say, oh my God, it sucks here so bad? No.
Oh, here we go. I found it while I was listening to the dog go.
Yeah, she's unhappy about something.
I still have that treat in my pocket.
Yeah.
Republicans are far more likely than Democrats to say the COVID pandemic is over. It's over. Don't worry about it. We're done. It's all good.
What kind of dumb fucking study is this? Did someone spend money on this? Because I can tell you this. I can tell you. Oh, thank you very fucking much. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, but they've helped quantify it. It's a Gallup poll.
Thank you, Gallup people.
In general, 29%
right
of
those
who took the survey, 29% overall believe that the pandemic is completely over.
That is
29%. That's a third of this fucking country think it's we're done. We're good.
How many people are vaccinated in this in Florida? Like 7?
No, I really don't know. I don't know. Who knows what to believe too? It's Ron DeSantis.
What do you mean?
It's his administration coughing up the numbers.
Oh, there's a vaccination numbers.
Yeah, all the numbers.
What?
God. 62% believe their lives have gone somewhat back to normal. 54% claim their lives are now entirely undisrupted by the pandemic.
Are you shitting me?
40% do not expect their lives will ever go back to normal.
It won't. This is different. All these people, can you imagine? We had all these people die, and you have motherfuckers, they have the nerve to say, this did not affect them. Fuck off, man.
But when you start looking at the demos, 57% of Republicans say, it's over. It's all over. 57% of Republicans.
Of course.
They're the ones that are fucking up the curve.
They think the South won. They think Donald Trump is in the basement of the White House ready to take over. Instead, he's shitting in a diaper about to be indicted.
Percentage of Democrats that think the pandemic is over. 4.
Who are they?
I don't know, but that's pretty good.
Maybe these are the evil. This is the evil deep state.
Joe Manchin Democrats.
No, these are the people with the huge super duper shots that now they're immune to everything. They have the superpowers. That's why everything's over for them. I don't know. Is it Joe Manchin Democrats? What is that even? The assholes or God?
There you go. Although President Joe Biden has acknowledged that his July 4th deadline for reaching 70% vaccination rate amongst U.S. adults will not be realized. Once it is, Democrats and independents might join Republicans in thinking the pandemic is over. Now, almost 2/3 of U.S. adults have received at least one dose of a vaccine, and the most facets of everyday life have reopened. Oh, by the way, I had my earbuds, my waterproof earbuds in when I was showering.
Yes.
And I was listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire Station.
Oh, my God.
And
September.
The an ad came on for a, was it a, there's some another horrific thing going around that they're saying you should get a whooping cough. A whooping cough outbreak or something like that. And they're like, you should get a whooping cough vaccine. Thinking, what the
fuck? Put on the motherfucking VR goggles and go into, you know, the K-hole, because that's it, baby. We're not even so hot, human outside. You're not going to be able to travel because of climate change.
Kind of killed my vibe in the shower. I was rocking out and... Then all of a sudden, it's like, you should be vaccinated for whooping cough.
What? Jeez.
So there you go. Pandemic's over, according to 57% of Republicans.
Congratulations.
We're done. Thanks for playing, y'all.
Congratulations, America. We all came together. We did the right thing.
Trump,
and we beat this
Trump
shit.
Beat this. Trump beat this. Yes. It was his vaccine. We all know it.
You know, honestly... I mean, I'm not totally thrilled with what's going on with the Biden administration now. I mean, but you know what? 2/3 of people are vaccinated. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah.
Then that's a success, because
I don't
think
we're having daily sweats over existential crises that may erupt from something that idiot would do or say or something, or one of his cronies would do or say.
The thing with Trump is that guys like that, I don't know. I have this thing where he needs to pay for what he did to this fucking country. And it's taking so long. And get these motherfuckers.
It's looking like they may go after the org for criminal charges and may not go after him personally in some cases.
Storm the Capitol.
Because... well, this has nothing to do with that, but what it will do to the org will be amazing.
Oh yeah.
Because, some pundit was saying that, loans will instantly become due from banks who were like, wait a second.
Right.
You're convicted of massive fraud and everything. There's a clause in your mortgage that says your loan becomes instantly due if you're convicted of any financial felony.
Well, wait, why would anybody, why would Trump sign that? Because
who cares? Because he'll declare bankruptcy.
Matt Al freaked me out about that shit. She was like, you know, what we know about Trump is that when he is fucked with, these are not her words, these are mine, when he is fucked with by outside pressure and it's extraordinary, like really bad shit like this is, they do fucked up shit. They do weird fucked up shit. And she said, I just want to give everybody, she says, like, just giving you a heads up. And I'm like, damn, Rachel, fuck, I'm going to go watch some more John Travolta movies. God. So what does she mean that these lunatics are going to do domestic terrorism because Trump's going to get indicted or Trump org is?
God
damn.
No, it just seems like the winds are right now leaning toward they're going to charge the organization criminally, but that's really, really bad for them. That's like they'll have to sell everything because all the loans will come due. He's going to have to sell all of his golf courses.
Wow.
I don't think he's got a lot of cash to pay shit off.
Who's going to buy them?
Maybe a couple hundred million left over from the inauguration.
Say you have a golf course. Who the fuck do I sell that to? Who buys
some
golf
courses?
Some
rich asshole or some conglomerate that
right.
puts it in their portfolio.
Oh, I've got an old Trump golf course that's riddled with COVID and chlamydia.
He's gonna have highly contagious Delta coronavirus variant spreading fast in California.
Oh my god, damn it. Fuck this shit! Fuck it! Oh my god!
The Delta variant is now the third most common in California, according to new data, underscoring the danger of the highly contagious strain to people who have not been vaccinated yet.
Oh, my God. Get your fucking shots, you cunts.
I also saw reports that those who are vaccinated, one of these variants, I'm not sure if it's the Delta.
Yeah.
But you could still get it.
Oh, God.
But you're mostly asymptomatic or totally asymptomatic. But the key is you can spread like a motherfucker.
I'm vaccinated.
Right, but you
I got two of them.
It will affect you either none or less, but that doesn't mean that you might not get it and spread it.
You'll get vaccinated, dick bags.
But that's the thing.
It's
going to affect these dummies who don't get vaccinated.
Well, I...
Or it's starting to go after kids who have yet to be approved, the youngest kids, for the vaccine, because... some of these strains make kids sicker than other strains.
This is my problem with Donald Trump walking around like he did nothing. This is because of him. If Hillary had been president, this would not have happened like this. It would have been like this. She would have lost the fucking election, and then Trump would have been president at this part. I don't know, man. I mean, this is bullshit. This should not
be. He might have gotten too close for his own comfort.
What? Yeah. What do you mean?
If he would have lost, but not by much, he might have gotten too close. Like, remember, he didn't want to win.
Oh, I kind of forgot about that.
He wanted to raise...
But Melania wanted to be first lady more than anything, right?
But there's a couple of books that were like that he was walking around ashen-faced and gobsmacked when she was weeping, but not for joy.
Yes, you dumb fuck. Of course. You did a stupid thing. You ran for president and...
for a PR stunt, and it went horribly wrong of us.
I mean, he shouldn't have been president. He shouldn't be anything. His parents should have pulled out. He should have been aborted. And I mean that the fucking nicest way possible.
What
a horrible guy.
The variant now makes up 14.5% of California COVID cases. Ugh. Up from 4.7% in May.
You made that sound positive.
This is a good job.
Stop it!
Excuse me.
I remember people saying that, I remember people saying that when eventually this variant, the virus would mutate out of existence. Well, that's not fucking happening, is it?
Well, some of the strains have, maybe.
Well, what use is it if they all don't? I mean, who gives a...
Well,
I got COVID. I don't give a fuck what strain I have. I have it.
If everybody would have walked around with masks and socially distanced and... Then
it's America.
Well, right.
We can't do anything right.
It's the
whole
world.
We can't do one fucking thing right.
The whole world. There's anti-mask holes in every country. Sure. In Britain, there's protests every night about the lockdown. Boris's lockdown again, and the.
Right. But the English, they're so catty, and you know.
Not all
I'm not wearing a mask. Sorry if anybody's listening from Britain. I'm just trying to be funny.
We have a lot of listeners in
from the UK.
experts say the Delta variant poses a greater chance of infection for unvaccinated people if they're exposed.
Get the vaccine, you dumb fucking fuckbags. God.
The variant first identified in India maybe twice as transmissible as the other coronavirus strains.
Fuck yeah. In this country, imagine, in this country, we want people to get vaccinated so bad, we're like, we'll give you $100 public grocery card or something if you get vaccinated. And still, what are we at? How many people are vaccinated in this country? Baker's dozen?
Two-thirds. Vaccinated people are well protected against infection and illness from the Delta variant.
There Fuck off, motherfuckers.
One recent study found that two full doses of the Pfizer vaccine was 88% effective against symptomatic disease caused by the Delta variant.
What about Moderna?
And 96% protective against hospitalization.
I got Moderna. What is Moderna?
They're all pretty similar.
That's right, motherfuckers. I'm vaccinated. Jesus. Do you even get why? Can you imagine you could go get vaccinated for free and you weren't? Could you imagine not getting vaccinated?
The Gamma variant.
What?
First identified in Brazil.
Ooh, wee wee.
Is also being seen more often in California. In May, it was 10% of analyzed cases. It's now up to 21.6.
Get your goddamn shots, you
but
cunt.
Delta is still growing at a more rapid rate.
Oh, yes. Shit, yes.
There you go. LA County data suggests that vaccines are still overwhelmingly effective in protecting people against the Delta variant as well as other known variants.
Overwhelmingly effective. Is that the word? Well, that seems bigly. Highly effective, correct? Overwhelmingly even.
The few fully vaccinated people who have been infected with the Delta variant experienced relatively mild to zero symptoms.
Now, let's compare that to someone without any fucking shots.
Right.
Will they experience less mild and more shitty?
Let's say they're gonna get
sick. So you can either get vaccinated and get your 5G chip shoved up your penis hole, or you can get the variant.
Unless you have a vagina.
All right. Either, you know, or you can just choke to death on this fucking variant shit.
So that's some COVID news.
Is there any stories where it's like, boy, look at these Americans doing all the right things. Jesus fucking Christ. Jeez.
Simone Biles is gymnasticsing up a storm.
Is she in Tokyo?
Quite probably. I would think.
Obviously, she's vaccinated.
Well,
correct?
I think. Yeah.
But there hasn't been any COVID outbreaks at the Olympics.
I thought a couple tested positive when they first showed up, but nobody.
Everybody's asymptomatic
yet.
In this country, you know, it's like, to me, in the middle of this pandemic, what I saw was just everyone not really doing something against the pandemic, just kind of ignoring it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what my point is.
I don't think you guys can hear the dog is Now sitting on the floor going,
why are you so unhappy today? What other treats are available to her that you've not given her?
I do have one more treat available to her, and she's really upset that she could smell it. Greece.
Wee.
Home to the Acropolis. Well, thanks for that.
Another John. Huh. That's a John Travolta movie I can watch.
Greece, home to the Acropolis, the whitewashed buildings of Mykonos and Santorini and the coastal beauty of Corfu.
Right.
Is open again for travel. And the wealthy are traveling there like never before.
Yay.
The Aegean nation is at the top of the Bloomberg super yacht leaderboard.
Fuck yeah, super yacht.
With at least 194 super yachts parked off its shores super. As of the 25th.
Oh my God. I guess, well, listen, why do the rich people have their own navy? The super yachts, what defines a super yacht? DeVos?
Maybe it tells us later Betsy on DeVos. Here in the story.
Betsy DeVos was the super yachtress, right?
Well, she had 10 yachts that we knew of. Large. But large lots.
That was nine.
Large yachts. Well, she had one was there was damage.
Oh.
Remember? So then she did have nine.
You got a dinged up super yacht.
The Ritchie family, reality stars, basketball legend Magic Johnson, Australian mogul James Packer were among celebrities spotted on yachts in Greece last week.
Yes.
While ships reportedly owned by billionaires David Geffen, Abdullah Al Futaim, and Ernesto Bertarelli were anchored off the coast.
Ernesto! How are you? Ernesto!
Greece has only administered enough COVID vaccines to cover 30%, 37% of the population.
Fuck it! We're bringing in the super yacht.
Sure.
Start licking. Start spreading air bubbles. Who gives a fuck? We're done. Magic Johnson is...
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron recently criticized Greece and other tourism-dependent nations for freely accepting visitors who've been inoculated with less effective Chinese and Russian vaccines.
I don't know that... Listen, God, Magic Johnson is out there traveling and all this shit. I mean, he's immunosuppressed, is he not?
No, I thought he's... cured.
Oh God! Well, shit.
Didn't they talk about how he's got zero?
I don't know.
He's got zero level or something like that.
Jeez. Well, that's good. Well, go out there and don't worry about it. Then what do I know? It's fine. Go to Greece. Everybody, go to Greece. Fuck it. Fuck it. Why do you need a super yacht?
Because you're a super asshole.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just wondering, why not rent one? I mean, maybe they rent these.
Yeah, it doesn't have a definition.
I need my floating house on standby all the time because you never know. Just rent a super yacht, you fucking assholes. And here's an idea. When you come to the point where, oh my God, I need a super yacht, buy one. Buy one from one of your dumb fucking friends. Buy a super yacht from... Brett Michaels or something.
There are no official or agreed upon definitions for such yachts, but these terms are regularly used to describe professionally crewed motor or sailing yachts.
Yay.
Ranging from 40 meters to more than 180 meters in length.
What does it mean? What is the argument, though? You said the disputed sizes or something like that, that not agreed.
There are no official or agreed upon definitions.
God damn. What are you guys arguing about, you rich motherfuckers? No more yacht super.
So 40 meters, 130 feet,
right.
180 meters, 590 foot yacht.
You know what I don't understand, man? Where do these fuckers live? Do you think it's nice
That's
at their house?
Two football fields.
That's a boat?
That's 100 yards is 300 feet. This motherfucker's 590 feet long.
This is why climate change is popping off. Because these motherfuckers, you got one guy, David Geffen's driving around a gigantic country in the middle of the ocean, dumping sewage and bullshit out there, poking holes in the atmosphere and shit. You know, if he has a helicopter on board. But, you know, these super yachts have to be super fucking shitty for the environment. Right?
Wouldn't you think? I would assume. Yeah, yeah.
God damn.
Super yachts are often available for charter with a staff that caters to guests at a high standard of comfort.
Ooh.
They may be designed to emphasize comfort, speed, or expedition capacity. Depending on the season, super yachts.
Oh, sorry, I was just right.
Oh,
just doing the British. I didn't voice. Hear the right no reason. I don't know.
Super yachts are often available. Oh, I said that. Depending on the season, super yachts may be most frequently found in the Mediterranean or the Caribbean. Many are available for charter at prices exceeding.
Yeah. Oh, I love this part. Let me guess. Wait. A super yacht. How big? How big is it?
It's just probably your average super yacht.
Is this per day?
Even though per
hour?
Week.
Per week.
Even though larger examples may have more than one swimming pool, they may carry a variety of water toys.
Oh, Trump's my. Like, come on, melanoma.
Other boats, and some have a helicopter.
Some. I tell you what.
Many are available for charter prices exceeding, what do you think, per week?
50 grand.
Some of these rich people are paying fucking...
Excuse me. 100 Gs.
100,000 euro. So,
oh, wow.
A little bit more, but right spot on. Kind
for
of
a week.
100,000. Yeah.
What you do is you wait till the end of the world. You rent one of these things for the week. Who cares? You're taking it because it's the end of the world and you just live on it.
I was going to say, don't you think other Who people... Comes and get- Might be having the same idea.
Yeah. I mean, there must be a business.
Well,
like,
define end of the world.
Let's say,
being on a boat just going to help you? Is the radioactive cloud just going to turn you into a Cheeto out on the high seas?
I mean, it's worth a shot. What about Igor and Les? You know those guys from
Lev.
Russia? Lev.
Yeah, yeah.
Those mobster guys. Let's say you're a Russian oligarch with vast... okay. resources and organized crime, lots of thugs. You rent one of these boats. What if you don't want to give it back? Who comes and gets the motherfucker? You drive it back to Russia through the Black Sea, tie it off in Moscow. You're like, suck my dick.
Well, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, yeah.
I mean,
weren't Somali pirates plucking?
They
were plucking yachts left and right out of.
I just don't understand if you're in the super yacht biz or renting a super yacht. Does that come with a super set of security guards? Because
yeah,
does it really? Okay, hey. How do you know these? God, this is not what I would do. But if there was a movie about this, what happens is you take these super rich assholes out there, and you're like, okay, how much are you gonna give us to bring you back? You dumb fucker. Get out that Bitcoin wallet. Super yacht. I'm renting for $100,000 for the fucking week. Does your house suck? These rich people, does their house suck that they have to leave? Why is David Geffen taking a fucking vacation? What do you think his life is like? That's so hard that he needs a vacation. On a super fucking yacht.
As of 2018, super yacht charter costs range between 70 and 550,000 euros per week.
At the end of the day, you're another day older. Bum.
$600,000+,
you know,
a week for your big boat.
You know, Pat, we can't raise the minimum wage because it might hurt small businesses. This guy's got a fucking yacht. Oh, I mean, you know,
super yachts may be accompanied by a support or shadow vessel that carries such items as watercraft, helicopters, or other large items that the yacht itself cannot readily accommodate.
Jesus fucking Christ. What is not fitting on the boat the size of 2 football fields?
Such vessels range in length from 20 to 100 meters. There's a support vessel that's 325 feet long.
That is fucking hilarious.
That's got to be the 500-footer,
we
right?
Might, you know, we just... Did we not just talk about this shit? Wasn't there a story?
It's just gross.
Somebody's support vessel got... Damn, I...
The crew comprises 5 elements.
Right.
Each having its own staff. The captain has overall responsibility for the yacht. The chef is responsible for the cuisine.
Oh, yes.
The interior staff, who create a hotel-like environment.
Really?
The deck crew... which operates and maintains the vessel, and the engineers who ensure the proper functioning of the vessel's many systems.
I'm serious. How do you not prevent this type of operation? Let's say you're nefarious. You throw out a website out there, and it's like, you know, rent a super yacht, right? You got a super yacht available and everything. And somebody signs up to rent the super yacht for $200,000. They come, they get on the super yacht.
You just take them out there and you do what I said earlier. You say, you know, we're not going to take you back unless you wire X amount of dollars into my account.
That's called kidnapping and piracy.
But that must happen.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, how do you...
Most crew members live on board.
No.
And are paid a monthly salary, with most living expenses covered by the owner.
I live on George Clooney's super yacht.
Live
on
board crews do not pay rent, food, electricity, or water bills. All super yachts have crew areas below deck. Ooh, they don't. Yes. You don't want to.
It's Tom in the barrel.
You don't want to hang out with the unwashed.
Oh, well, maybe you do. Hey, so like.
Which consists of a crew mess, crew cabins, and laundry.
Let's just say on George Pappard's super yacht, there's some.
George.
I don't know why.
Pappard.
You know.
Okay.
The A-Team guy,
we'll
right?
Go back to the 80s, sure.
The A-Team guy.
Yeah.
That was great. And anyway, let's say it's his super yacht. Okay. And
I don't think they paid that well, but.
Right. You probably didn't. I got a dinghy.
Hence, he had to do A-Team.
Nobody on the A-Team had a super yacht.
Yeah, I don't think so.
On Dirk Benedict's super yacht, if someone does something that is against the rules, can Dirk Benedict make them walk the plank? Can he?
No.
He can't. Can he have them restrained? Can he toss yes. them overboard? Can he no. lash them? Can he no. hit them with bamboo or anything no. like that? Okay.
All super, there are no set hours that crew members work each week. No. The hours depend greatly on how often the owners are on board, yeah. how often it's chartered, or what hours the captain sets when there are no guests on board.
What
the crew can be hired through crew agencies on yeah. various websites.
Right.
Well, there you go.
Hey, where'd all these people come from? I'm just wondering.
It's a little thing about that.
Shit, man.
Super yachts. So there you go. A whole bunch of shit to do on your fucking super yacht.
I tell you what, I bet these super yacht people have amazing stories to tell. I mean, because...
The workers.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they have to sign papers that said they can't, like, film?
Oh,
or, like,
oh God. NDAs? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Like, yeah. Is it true that when Gwyneth Paltrow goes on a super yacht that they have a support vessel full of those, those jade eggs?
Vagina rocks and...
Yeah. And we're sinking with the weight of these vagina rocks, right. Captain.
Vag steamers.
We cannot. We have to take these vag steamers have to come with us no matter what.
You got to be careful you're not wearing your rocks while you steam. Because that
Why?
Could cause internal burning.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Steam those rocks too much.
That's how we got me X powers.
Mm, so shoot those suckers out.
Right. Is it true? Is that how she got? She was on... Is there any X-Men or superpower that have derived?
There might be. There's some fucked up mutant powers in really X-Men.
Yeah.
I don't know which story to do next. I have a million stories. Time would be flying. All right, let's just roll through them.
Right.
This. Bill Barr.
Yes.
He's in the news.
Yay.
For many reasons. Okay. Starting with the fact that he... is now, he's been doing a couple interviews, but there's also a book coming out.
Right.
The Atlantic obtained a preview of ABC's journalist John Carl, who has a book called Betrayal coming out.
Yes.
Delving into how Trump and Barr's relationship with each other deteriorated after the election.
Right.
A Barr spoke to Carl for the book and recalled how he and Trump reached their breaking point when the former AG refused to back up Trump's unsubstantiated claims that the election was marred by fraud and corruption.
How does Bill... So we're sort of saying that Bill Barr is capable of having a relationship, a warm relationship with another sentient being that's...
Well, he might.
God. Oh, that's
He has grandkids,
so
doesn't he?
And gross. Oh, that means he's... Oh, my God. This is gross. Ugh. Somebody fucked him. Oh, my God. Take a shower, please. I mean, I feel so bad for whoever had to. Ugh, boy.
After speaking with Barr in the process of writing the book, Carl wrote the former AG's, quote, betrayal of Trump occurred on December 1st, the day that Barr said in an interview that the Justice Department had seen no evidence of fraud that would have changed the outcome of the election.
Well, Trump, the reason is, I think
And I no props to Bill Barr or anything, but I think he's smarter than you, Donald. And I think he's just like, he looked at how things were going. He's like, go fuck yourself, right? I don't know.
Even though Barr previously raised concerns earlier by greenlighting a 2020 election probe, Carl writes that Barr told him he had already concluded it was highly unlikely that evidence existed that would tip the scales for in the election.
So he made the probe happen, and then the probe said no fraud. And he was like, well, there's no fraud, motherfucker. So
he had expected Trump to lose and therefore was not surprised by the outcome. He had also known that at some point Trump was going to confront him about the allegations. He wanted to be able to say he looked into them and that they were unfounded.
Oh, my God, Donald. He fucking played you, motherfucker.
So that was kind of said at the time when people found out that he was, you know, looking into these things, and some people lost their minds. There was the camp that was like, look, he's covering his ass for Trump and Trump only.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. What? Where is the chapter in Art of the Deal where everybody that Trump tried to fuck, they fuck him even harder in the end? What chapter is that? I mean, what a dumb fuck.
Quote from Barr, my attitude was, it was put up or shut up time. If there was evidence of fraud, I had no motive to suppress it. But my suspicion all the way along was that there was nothing there. It was all bullshit.
Oh my God, Donald. He tossed you under the fucking bus. Oh.
Barr recalled briefings he had with cybersecurity experts who dismissed the idea the voting machines were rigged to switch from Trump to Biden votes. He said, again, we realized from the beginning that was all just bullshit.
Yeah, he, Bill Barr sucked your dick, got the job, threw you under the fucking bus, the way I see it.
Then, I guess McConnell is involved. Barr's
so gross.
Barr's was working with McConnell. Barr's remarks against the election conspiracy theories blasted a hole in Trump's claim at the time, but it also factored into Mitch McConnell's concerns that this would further derail the GOP's chances of winning the Georgia Senate runoffs.
No.
To McConnell, this is from the book. To McConnell, the road to maintaining control of the Senate was simple. Republicans needed to make the argument that with Biden soon to be in the White House, it was crucial that they have a majority in the Senate to check his power.
No, whatever.
But McConnell also believed that if he openly declared Biden the winner, Trump would be enraged and likely act to sabotage the Republican Senate campaigns in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
So McConnell was worried about saying, yeah, you're the president, because he figured Trump would get mad and not support
Loeffler and the Purdue. Other horrible person. Yeah. But he didn't know. He didn't really support them, right? Because he raised all that money, but did not.
He kind of did and didn't, yeah.
Didn't he siphon money away from the GOP because he wasn't putting it into other races and shit? People were donating to him.
It says, Barr related his conversations with McConnell to me. This is the author of the book. McConnell confirmed the account. McConnell told Barr, look, we need the president in Georgia, and so we cannot be frontally attacking him right now, but you're in a better position to inject some reality in this situation. You're really the only one who can do it. Oh, so he's like, we God. All know it's bullshit. You're the only one who can say it, though.
This is like two Sith lords fucking with each other.
Barr said, I understand that, and I'm going to do it at the appropriate time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both like, yeah, we're both evil fucks.
Actually, like both grand muffs.
Well, from the way I see... Listen, pronounced Grand Muff Tarkin.
Pronounced incorrectly on purpose.
Nazi Mitch, but hey. Nazi Mitch. Hey. Nazi Mitch really came out on top, though, right? I mean, he's not the majority leader, but he probably cheated to win that Kentucky election, right? I mean, wasn't it suspicious, the outcome? But he still has his gig. He still has his gig, sure. And his gig is easy. You vote no against everything.
That's good.
That's yes. I thought that was implied.
It's good for the country. Right? Yeah.
I don't know when Mitch McConnell has he ever done anything good?
No.
Now, I don't mean as a legislator. I just mean as somebody that breathes.
Oh, like rescuing a puppy or something, or
well, I don't know. Not even that. Like holding the door for someone.
Or maybe he's, I mean, someone white, probably.
Maybe he's very chivalric with
Elaine.
With Elaine.
Are they in love, or are they just like...
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
I tell you, that is disgusting. What a gross thing.
So this Barr is doing a couple of interviews and basically saying, yeah, you know, Trump's claims are all bullshit, and I wasn't going to play along. So that couldn't last.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump, this is the HuffPo, Donald Trump issued a lengthy and rambling statement late last night, attacking two of his staunchest allies during his one term in office.
Damn.
So he issued a screed somewhere over at DonaldTrump.com or whatever. Right. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Right, this is how it opens. Rhino, former Attorney General Bill Barr, failed to investigate election fraud and really let down the American people. He did look into it. That's
yes,
what
he did.
And he said there's no there there.
He fucked you. He outmaneuvered you. He outmaneuvered the author of The Art of the Deal. I know it's shocking. Well, the guy that said
Tony Schwartz?
No.
You're right.
Well, it says he wrote it. It's he's the author of the book.
Even the scam that took place in Georgia of ballot stuffing on camera, which is not true. He couldn't see what was wrong with it. It's just not true. They weren't ballot stuffing.
We have to do something about these people, these Republicans that lose and then lie about the election being rigged and things. Because it's not, I don't know, it's not good for us. Is it good for us?
Just like you failed to understand the Horowitz report and let everyone down with respect to getting a timely investigation, parentheses, where's Durham, close parentheses, on all the corruption of the Obama-Biden administration. He let them down because there was no corruption in the Obama-Biden administration that Barr had to investigate.
The thing is, Donald,
Barr would have loved it.
Yes, if there was, I say this all the time, if there's anything, there's fucking anything on Hillary, there's fucking anything on anybody, anything they would do, they would use it. If there was something they had on Hillary Clinton, she'd be in jail. How long was she grilled for Benghazi?
11 hours.
You know, that's the thing that I don't understand.
Didn't she go in twice?
Yeah. And you know, however you feel about Hillary, I mean, yes, she's a moderate and all that fucking shit, but damn, somebody that goes through the grilling of that for 9 fucking hours. Has something going on. Why wouldn't you watch that and say, yeah, I'd vote for her? But she handled that just fine.
It's people in authority like Bill Barr that allow the crazed radical left to succeed. He and other rhinos in the Republican Party are being used in order to try to convince people that the election was legitimate when so many incredible facts have now come out to show conclusively that it wasn't. Where are those incredible facts that have come out to show inconclusively that the election was not fair?
I don't know. Let me look around. It's not under my Obama bobblehead doll. I don't know.
There's more. If he felt this way, why did Barr say he was greatly honored and proud to have played a role in the many successes and unprecedented achievements you've delivered to the American people in the final letter he wrote me? He said... Few could have weathered these attacks, much less forge ahead with a positive program for the country.
I see,
it's black and white for Trump.
But
it's,
I don't understand.
You're either 100% for him or you're absolutely 100% against him. You can't be 99.99% for him.
Yeah.
That means you're against him.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, that's the Mike Pence story.
Now it was revealed. This is the last paragraph. Now it was revealed that Barr was being pushed to tell lies about the election by Mitch McConnell, another beauty.
What? You know, these terms.
Another beauty.
Can someone do a study on these terms and talk about, like, why does he say that? He says it all the time, though. He says it all the time.
He's being ironic.
Do you remember when he called What's Her Face Ugly, the person that.
Carly Fiorina?
Yeah.
Now it's revealed that Barr was being pushed to tell lies about the election by Mitch McConnell, another beauty, who was worried about damaging the Republican chances in the Georgia runoff. What really damaged the Senate Republicans was allowing their races to be rigged and stolen. And worse, which they weren't.
Yeah.
And worse, the American people to no longer believe their vote matters because spineless rhinos like Bill Barr and Mitch McConnell did nothing. Again, the biggest projection from the right.
Yeah.
Because the reason the Americans don't feel confident in their election is because of the Trump and the Republicans squealing about the fraud that wasn't there.
In I don't know if I feel like most Americans, but I feel like when I think about the Republicans, I just look at them as people that are scary, and we don't, you know, they have this propensity to vote for fascists.
Yeah.
That's the deal. You know, they're terrifying people.
I mean, you know.
So
amazing.
Yeah, Trump is
he's upsetty pants.
Trump is out of his mind.
Are his kids at his side comforting him, or have they fled the country on that super yacht? That's what I would have done. Eric, get the fuck out. He's throwing you under the bus first because you're a real beauty.
Some Twitter responses.
Yes.
Spiro Agnew's ghost tweeted, holy moly, our utterly deranged most recent former president just released an absolutely crazed, delusional, lie-filled, rambling, lengthy attack on William Barr for telling the simple truth about Trump's insane election fraud lies. The man is unraveling mentally more by the hour.
You know, I knew of Spiro Agnew, kind of, but not until
I listened to Rachel's. Yeah.
Until I listened to that podcast, I really didn't know how fucking insane and corrupt that guy.
Literal bags of cash.
I mean, my God. But the problem is, why don't I mean, everybody should know that story as a cautionary tale of what. But he's overshadowed.
Yeah.
Spiro Agnew is I guess he'd be Trump now. They get along, right? Or they'd be at each other.
Yeah, you never know.
Evil,
I mean,
horrible people.
Yeah,
we need to choose better people to do things.
Another tweet. This is unhinged. Not a single reporter should pretend otherwise. Another one. The incoherent rantings of Donald Trump are those of a dangerous, diminished, and delusional man.
Yay! Perfect, guys. Good. He'll be on Dancing with the Stars. Don't worry.
This person says, wait, Mitch McConnell's a rhino now? Wow. And Bill Barr, too? My, my, my. This will win the suburbs for sure.
I don't even understand, like, Mitch McConnell is a rhino in name only? What in the shit do you have to do these days to be a Republican? Do you have to run out in the streets with a machete lighting people up and hacking limbs off people? Yeah. I mean, really?
This person says, Siri, what's the definition of triggered?
God, oh,
and with
Trump's true
statement.
Triggered. I'm triggered. Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, I'm triggered.
There you go. Donald Trump losing his tiny little mind.
If anybody's listening that's out of the loop, Mitch McConnell is not a rhino. Trump just thinks he is. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah.
That's Trump is. Everything's out of whack. Mitch McConnell's a fucking lunatic. He's not a rhino.
We do have other shit in the news.
Ooh.
As we progress.
Right.
Here.
Yes. I am the uncle. I am the benefactor.
Keep an eye our eye out and sending thoughts and prayers to Right Wing Watch, by the way, who've had their YouTube channel permanently banned.
Why?
It's probably right-wing takedowns. There were too many of them.
Oh, I see. So everybody and, like red flag the shit. Well, don't we know what that is?
So they appealed and they were like, no, sorry. So I guess we wait to see. But now there's like a lot of public outrage.
Yeah.
We'll see what goes on there.
Oh my fucking God, guys.
But the funny thing is that some of the people that they play, they just play clips of.
Yeah.
And they've gotten deplatformed now. Are people who still have those platforms?
Yeah.
Some of them still have platforms playing the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
But they're still plugging away over at Right Wing Watch. Go donate to them.
God, what?
They do good work over there.
Bunch of little shit bags. So let me understand some of the right wing shit bags. They go and flag videos of the people they voted for saying things.
Well, I think a lot of them are like the right wing shit bags themselves issuing DMCAs.
Oh, okay.
DCMA, DMCA.
I know what you. I know media, what that. I know
DMCA.
Yeah, yeah.
DSM. So I think it's a lot of them saying, you know, you're profiting off of our content. When Right Wing Watch says we're literally commenting.
Yeah,
we're cutting it up into clips and we're literally providing commentary
right
on it. So it's fair use.
Yeah. But then you still have to go through the process of appealing it and all that shit.
Right. But this time apparently it didn't work. So who knows what?
Maybe they clicked the wrong thing in the appeal.
It's bullshit. So hopefully it was trending earlier, even Right Wing Watch was trending. So hopefully
we can't even post videos of these fuckers fucking us. Is that real? Oh my God. We can't even post videos of these people fucking us. I mean,
Deanne Lorraine on, this must be on Parler or Gab.
Parler was
speaking of, no, Parler's back.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of deplatform, she said, she posted, huge buildings don't just, quote, fall down randomly in an instant like that. They just don't. So what really happened? Here we go.
Oh, randomly.
They're going to find somebody in the building that knew Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Hillary Clinton used her vagina cannon to take down half of the building.
Vince Foster did it.
Isn't he just long deceased?
Yeah,
he's one of the victims.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just naming a...
Oh, well, look at that. They're back.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you to
Lynette
on the Twitter who just messaged that they're back already.
Oh, shit. Thank you.
Hi, Right Wing Blog. We're pleased to let you know that we've recently reviewed your YouTube account, and after taking another look, we can confirm it is not in violation of our terms of service.
No fucking shit. Okay, so there we go. Motherfuckers.
But this morning, thank you, Lynette. But yes. This morning they were trending, and
right,
people were rightfully outraged.
Yeah,
so that's good. Welcome back. I mean, you could have heard the cum splats hitting the floors for a lot of these right wingers who were beside themselves.
Right. Oh yeah.
When Right Wing Watch got deplatformed. Oh, how's it feel getting deplatformed, huh?
Hey, motherfucker.
Not so happy about censorship now, are you?
How's it feel when your little Nazi god goes to jail, you bitch? How is that going to feel, motherfucker? Oh, yeah.
He won't go to jail. I still predict. He's not going to jail.
Why not? You don't.
I think a lot of the hits will go after the organization, but it will tear him down financially.
This country,
and he's gonna have to go and stuff pillows over in Sheboygan.
Well, Sheboygan. I mean, you know, it's just crazy because he told the whole world watched this asshole, this authoritarian, tell a crowd to storm the Capitol and go into the Senate. I don't know what the fuck the thing was. We can't even go after him for that. That is insane. And that's the whole world seeing that. That's crazy. It's open season. Come on in. I mean, fuck.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to go, apocalypto.
Oh, why not?
That's true.
What the fuck?
That's another movie.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah, that is nice. When
it's as a loathsome human being as Mel Gibson is. That was a really, really good movie.
Right. He's in a lot of shit too on Netflix. I mean,
yeah,
that's another
and
guy.
Braveheart was good too.
Damn, I gotta tell you something. A lot of people are cool working with Mel Gibson.
I
mean, isn't he a pariah?
He's really nutballs though. I saw, have you seen like recent interviews with him? He's really, really crazy.
I'm sorry, you don't have to work with the guy that said all that shit on that voicemail, and I don't know, man. He is a monster.
Speaking of, this is courtesy of Right Wing Watch. Go to rightwingwatch.org and donate to those people.
Right.
They do good work. Horrible work. Self-sacrificial. Do you want to sit and listen to fucking Jim Baker shows? And Dilly and Deanna Lorraine and
I just
all these fucking prophets.
It must be like Mad Men over there at Right Wing Watch because everybody must just sip whiskey. They must have to drink their way through
I hope
life.
They're in a marijuana legal state.
Oh, yes.
And they got to sit and listen to Josh Bernstein, who is really off the rails now.
I mean,
everything he talks about is violence, 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 right. violence.
I wonder where right-wing nut job. I mean, I'm sorry. Right-wing watch.
Yeah.
I wonder where they're based, or is it secret? I bet they're secret.
No. I don't think it's secret.
Jeez, man.
They're a branch of the People for the American Way, which
okay.
is Norman Lear's human rights and
right
type of.
Oh, so they have a building and everything.
Group.
Oh, that's good.
I would assume.
Right.
Right Wing Watch is a project of People for the American Way, dedicated to monitoring and exposing the activities and rhetoric of right-wing activists and organizations in order to expose their extreme agenda. Our researchers monitor dozens of broadcasts, emails, websites, and use their expertise on right-wing movements to analyze and distill the information for media, allies, the general public, and crab diving.
Are they watching the militias and shit?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you said for right wing, they watch for right wing content and shit.
I think they watch for stuff just about the militias. Yeah. I don't know that they're specifically targeting
right
the militia.
Yes.
Let me see. There's a contact us.
Oh, really?
On their website.
Yes. They should make that should be our state run media. Just give them
Washington D.C. People for the American Way. So they're because they're a subsidiary. So they have they're in D.C.
I mean, it's a great business. You're just playing clips.
Employment opportunities. You want to go work?
Sure.
For People for the American Way. Anyway, here's Josh Bernstein. Just to be just being a dick. This is crazy.
Yeah.
He could be buying up all this farmland to.
This is Bill Gates. You know, there's reports that Bill Gates is now one of the largest private owners of farmland in the country or something like
Maybe
that.
He likes corn.
So, of course, they're terrified about that he's going to be taking us over.
That's where he's growing the 5G.
He could be buying up all this farmland to end livestock production. And to get everybody from not being able to eat meat. Because if you don't have any cows, you don't have any livestock, and you don't have any land to cultivate, and to have these cows on, well, guess what? You're going to have less and less and less meat.
That's funny as shit. That's not that would not be a bad thing if we phased out of meat and went to some other protein where you didn't have...
Yeah, if we could find something... Yeah.
Can't we grow protein or something?
Well, sure. There's plant-based. They're working on it. Science is working on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, Bill Gates buys up all this farmland to kill the meat industry. That's correct? But to take your meat?
There's a possibility. Apparently, Josh Bernstein
Bill Gates is coming
just throwing it out there.
Bill Gates is coming after my meat. Fuck you, Bill. God.
Meanwhile, he's making people go to joshbernsteinuncensored.com.
Creepy.
That's like 47 letters.
And it's very, God, you're an idiot. I mean.
You're going to have less and less.
That's because he's not on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube anymore. So he's got to go to joshbernsteinuncensored.com.
Dumb fucking loser.
And to grow and to have these cows on. Well, guess what? You're going to have less and less and less meat. People need to understand. They want you to stop eating meat. If you think about that, what do you think about when people tell you stop eating meat? Now, the left is going to say, well, it's for the environment, right? Cow farts and all this other crazy stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's not. It's to make you weak, okay?
Oh,
if you look at you-
here we go. See, Alex Jones is on to something. They're taking away the conservative superpower. They're taking away men's testicle fuel.
Antifa's taking away pork to take you into the camps. God damn it. I mean, you know, they want to make you weak, little girly man. They cannot fight.
Oh, but he says soy boy.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
This is great.
It's not. It's to make you weak, okay? If you look at Cuba, a communist country, it's almost impossible to get meat. And the people are always trying to get it, and they can never get it. Look at other countries. Like, for instance, when Ceausescu was in power in Romania, what did he do?
Cuba is under international sanctions from just about every country on the planet. I mean, you know. Nobody's sending cows and pigs and chickens to Cuba.
You saying he's wrong?
I'm saying there may be other reasons that the people are having a hard time getting meat that are more economic, socioeconomic, rather than they're trying to keep the people weak.
It sounds like it's welcome to Josh Bernstein's Don't Steal My Meat.
Because there are some big motherfucking vegetarians out there that can kick ass.
Well, listen, George Soros is coming for your meat.
When Ceausescu was in power in Romania, what did he do? One of the first things he did was he took away the meat from the people. Why? To keep them weak, okay? To have them be brittle and not be strong enough to overcome their tyrannical governments.
Oh, yes.
So this is what they want. They want you to eat fake meat, 3D printed meat, drink sewer water, and eat weeds and chomp on bugs, okay? These people are sick and they're demonic.
Oh.
It's demonic.
Jesus Christ.
Because he wants to use reclaimed water.
I'm chomping on bugs.
He wants to use reclaimed water.
Oh, I'm a defensive little cock. I'm just stomping on, chomping on buds. I can't resist the tyrannical government of being oppressed. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he is.
Jeez.
He's quite a...
They're taking... I get 3D printed meat? I mean, what does it look like? I don't have to go anywhere. I can just 3D print my food? Why does that suck, motherfucker? Why does that suck? What do? Print out a glob of meat and nuke it?
No, he wants to be able to leap into the paddock and take a chomp out of the back end of a cow.
Yes, absolutely. You know, boy. Is that
utter insanity.
Is that where we're going? The 3D printed meat, though? I mean...
Well, if it's good.
I mean,
I don't give a fuck if it tastes... If you can recreate bacon for me...
3D printer, that how do I make bacon? I put bacon juice in there, or... I mean, how do I...
Well, it's probably like some goo that gets mixed together that...
Well, it's just like bacon.
Gets poured out into a mold. A bacon mold. I mean, I think we're in the early stages right now, which is why it's not real attractive.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 3D printed meat. Those hurricanes on the East Coast last year that threw the... You know, all the waste from these pigs and cows, all the shit ponds that have to surround them because they have to put their waste somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, if we got rid of the meat industry, we would no longer have the shit ponds that were flooded in the Carolinas and contaminated the water. We wouldn't have that problem if we ate 3D printed, you know, turkey. I got to print out some turkey. Yeah, instead of gobble gobble, it's like
instead of the neighbor here and that has a flock of turkeys. I'm curiously waiting for November because I'm just wondering if that's the whole purpose of this flock.
It's gonna be like this
somehow hillbilly gold that he's raising hand fed.
He's going to be lopping off heads.
I can't imagine why.
Why does he have turkeys? Because he's lonely?
Or he's just, you know, one by one.
Eating them?
He's like, yeah.
I'm going to eat you next week. Gosh.
I don't know. I haven't seen the size of the flock recently. They still sound like a number of them.
I feel bad for them just because this guy seems like a load. I mean, maybe he's cool, but do you think he's cool? No.
No, he's a fucking asshole.
I bet he's a, you know. I don't know.
So this is, I know it's not Faithless Friday, but this is how crazy these people are. This is Pastor Greg Locke. We've played him before. He's frequently in his car yelling about shit.
That's
saying,
nice. That's my pastor. He's frequently in his car yelling about shit.
Well, I mean, you got to listen to this. This is him preaching recently.
Okay.
God's about to bring the whole house down, ladies and gentlemen. These bunch of sex trafficking mongrels are about to be exposed. These bunch of pedophiles in Hollywood are going to be exposed for who they are. I don't care what you think about fraudulent Sleepy Joe. He's a sex trafficking, demon-possessed mongrel. He's of the left. He ain't no better than the Pope and Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks. Yeah, and
look
the-
at,
what?
Look at this.
Wait. He's just spraying gunshots. Just grrr, Oprah and Tom Hanks.
What did Tom Hanks do to deserve such scorn?
He's a pedophile.
Is he really?
Well, that's what the QAnon people believe.
What do they think about Trump and all the people associated
with that? He's a warrior sent to bring down Obama and all the pedophiles.
Okay. Jesus.
Did you pay attention?
This guy is, can we just go back just a hair? I really, this is something to be taken in.
God's about to bring the whole house down, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus.
These bunch of sex trafficking mongrels are about to be exposed. These bunch of pedophiles in Hollywood are going to be exposed for who they are. I don't care what you think about fraudulent Sleepy Joe. He's a sex trafficking, demon-possessed mongrel. He's of the left. He ain't no better than the Pope and Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks and the rest of that wicked crowd. God is going to bring the whole house down. I said he's going to bring the whole house down.
Bam, and the music kicks in. And the
music
kicks in.
You don't think there's anyone in here that's just like, why is he going after Tom Hanks? I like Tom Hanks' movies. Why is he going after Tom Hanks?
This really sounds like the build up to a musical number, like the 11 o'clock number. You know what I mean? Like he's about to start singing right now.
And there was a shot of the crowd. It's in a tent. It's outside in one of these giant revival tents. It looks like a circus. It looks like a circus tent. It's red and white striped.
It's just so.
A herd of white people.
Why are they
everybody fanning themselves?
At least they're all vaccinated.
The whole house down. I said he's going to bring the whole house down. He's going to burn the whole thing to the ground. He's going to expose all these bunch of pedophiles. I'm telling you, he's going to expose Kamala Harris for the Jezebel demon that she is.
I just don't get it.
I don't get standing in this tent and not thinking this is insane.
They want to be the most pious.
But it's this whole spectacle is insane. This man is strutting up and down on some.
They like it. They like it, dude. I agree. It's crazy. These people like this shit bigly. I mean, that guy right now is in his element. He's in his, and all these people are listening to him. They're having a good time, and they also know that if they don't believe what he says, they'll burn in hell.
But it's insane.
It is crazy. They are insane. These are radicalized.
Anyone
lunatics.
Acting like this, I'm dismissing.
He's going to expose.
I'm dismissing because they're out of their mind. I don't care what the subject is. I'm. You're out of your mind.
Yeah, and you know none of these people are vaccinated.
No.
The ground. He's going to expose all these bunch of pedophiles. I'm telling you, he's going to expose Kamala Harris for the Jezebel demon that she is.
Oh, yeah. Go after the
Kamala
black one.
Kamala Harris for the Jezebel demon that she is.
Go after the black one, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why pastors don't talk about this.
This is a quieter moment later.
Right.
Stuff. Well, I do. They don't want to seem crazy. Right. Demon that she is. I don't know why pastors don't talk about this stuff. Well, I do. They don't want to seem crazy. I'm already crazy.
We agree.
I'm already crazy.
We concur.
Listen, this is
he
one
did
of these...
jazz hands on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You want me to do it again?
Yeah. I'm already crazy. People like,
damn.
Do you really think it's that much of an epidemic? Do you honestly believe, how are we going to get some more crazy? Do you honestly believe, Pastor Locke, that the military uncovered tunnels beneath the Capitol building and beneath the White House and in the Five-Fingered Lakes? Do you really believe that they found kids? Yeah, both live ones and dead ones. And if you disagree with that, and if you try to discount that, and if you try to cover that, and if you try to keep that on the DL, you're just as complicit as Hunter Biden and the rest of them bunch of crack-smoking perverts.
So he's saying there are child trafficking tunnels that connect the White House and the Capitol.
God, this guy, he needs.
And if you deny it,
you're a bunch of, what did he say at the end? You're a bunch of sex trafficking.
This guy, bunch of crack smoking perverts.
You're a bunch of crack smoking perverts. Where are crack smoking perverts at?
I just can't wrap my brain around sitting through this
smoking. Pervert. Yeah. Is that something?
Sitting Hunter Biden.
Oh, that is Hunter Biden?
Yeah. That's wow. Who he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, but I can't.
A bunch of crack smoking perverts.
I can't imagine that anybody is sitting in this tent and not thinking, wow, this is crazy.
I mean, there may be some people in there high off their shit. Maybe they drop some acid and they're having a good time. They're like, this is some crazy shit. Oh, they're just there for a laugh. But probably most people are way into it. But don't worry. Most of these people don't have guns, and most of these people aren't in, like, the Proud Boys or any kind of weird shit like that, I'm sure.
It's also very bizarre.
It would be interesting to see, like, you know, because these like, Protestant religions, like, these, like, this shit, you know that weird white supremacy shit is all mixed up in this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. These crazy white people are giving me, like, the willies lately. You know, they really are. I mean, you know.
Well, we're behind crazy like white people lines here.
I don't know.
Definitely.
I mean, you go into a bar and you see a guy with a gun on his hip and you think, do you watch Deadwood and not get it? You watch it, or do you watch it? You're like, that's the way it should be. Why do we want to be fucking barbarians? Do we not want to? When you watch Star Trek, is everybody walking around with a fucking gun? God damn.
Well, phaser.
No. But not everybody.
No.
I mean.
Only if you're going on other planets.
Don't we want to be Star Trek? How are we going to be Star Trek if we're walking around shooting each other? That is not what we want.
They want Star Wars. They want a big emperor.
Yeah.
A god emperor to lead them.
We won't
tell them what to think.
Oh, yes.
Hate the same people they hate.
Shit, that is some... Boy, you guys want to be domed. Good Christ. Calm down. Smoke some weed.
So that's... Well, here's some more Greg.
I tell you, I'm so sick of HBO and the rest of this crap. Saying, well,
Listen. You just said, oh, wait, there's more Greg. Make sure we listen to all this shit. Can you go back?
There's more Greg Locke.
Okay.
I tell you, I'm so sick of HBO and the rest of this crap saying, well, all y'all do, y'all bunch of Qs, y'all bunch of Qs, y'all bunch of Qs, y'all bunch of Qs, y'all bunch of perverts, and y'all just nervous because you know we got your number.
Bam.
Everybody says, well, when you going to apologize for being a false prophet? When y'all gonna get the memo that I didn't get it wrong?
It doesn't sound overwhelming, to be honest with you.
When did y'all get... See, what? That when did...
Wait. About like, the memo that I didn't get it wrong.
Oh, okay.
When did you get the memo that I didn't get it wrong?
I didn't.
About like, it? Well, you know, Trump's back. Trump ain't never went nowhere. He ain't back. He's always been around. He's the legitimate president of the United States of America. I don't care if you stand up or clap or not. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is the legitimate president of the United States of America. You got to smoke a lot of dope in your mama's basement not to believe that fact.
This guy is, hey, Alex, I don't know. You got to contend with this motherfucker, don't you think? You must be smoking a lot of dope. I'm sick. Wait.
Man.
Oh, he's mad at HBO because of some QAnon thing.
There was a QAnon, yeah. A QAnon documentary or something.
I was hoping he was going after like a show on HBO. It bothered him or something. But that's. Did you see the Q thing or?
No. I'm sure it will sadden me.
But he's a Q guy.
Yes.
doesn't he have problems squaring that with his Jeebus? Or?
Well, he just said.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a Q. You're a Q. He's like, no.
Jeez.
You're a bunch of pedophiles.
I don't know. God, if you listen to this, he's a preacher. Yeah. He's a preacher, and he does he have a big crowd there?
Yeah. 100 people? Big tent. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is one of those big, giant tents. Oh, you can't tell. I'd have to find the specific.
You know, it's just terrifying. That's my point. I mean, it's just a lot of people go out and see that. I mean, Jesus Christ. Maybe I get into that. You sell a lot of tickets to that shit. But you don't sell tickets. You just give people to give a tenth of their income, which is crazy.
And I'm telling you right now, with all of my soul, with all my heart, I've not lost one moment's sleep over what's going to happen on the 6th, on what's going to happen on the 20th. I'm telling you, church, we got this thing in the bag. I declare unto you that God Almighty is about to get glory. He's about to show up. He's about to step off his throne. He's about to do something in this nation that's going to be so glorious, so supernatural, so extraordinary that can't nobody get the glory except God. If you believe that, give him some praise under this tent.
This is before the election. He's convinced that Trump's going to win easily.
I mean, yeah.
That's Greg Locke.
Greg, this is Pastor Greg, excuse me, lunatic. This is God is finally going to reveal himself by installing Trump. The guy, the former Miss Universe creator, whatever the fuck.
We played him earlier this year. He's this guy.
I'm here to tell you, there's a group of elitists that run this nation, a bunch of globalists that run the world, and their money runs it. And I'm going to tell you something. It is nothing more than a satanic death cult.
Duh.
And the clearest thing I've ever seen in my life is when Mitch McConnell gets off track, he turns around, and the guy behind him gives him the Illuminati hand signal of authoritarianism to make sure he stays on track. Just
remember the Illuminati hand signal.
Oh, my God. I don't remember
the Illuminati
that.
Hand signal of authoritarianism.
Wow.
Man.
Damn.
Right Wing Watch. He must have been the guy that tried to take them down, because Right Wing Watch is just launching on Greg Locke for some reason.
Right, right.
You're in charge. I'm telling you, what God's looking for are people under this tent, people online, that he wants to put in charge of some stuff. There is no reason the Church of the Living God and the Kingdom of Jesus Christ should not rule this nation. The Bible says...
One second. I'm so sorry. This is, I cannot say this enough. When you are around something called the Church of the Living God or the Doctor of Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ is the scientist of God and God News, Good News Church, that kind of shit, head for the hills.
Run.
Get the fuck out of there, because these people are like this.
The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence.
Okay.
And those that truly follow Jesus Christ take it by force.
Jeez. Okay, great. We're going to need you to take a timeout, motherfucker. I mean, you know, I don't know, though. I mean, I've seen the Jim Baker show in the audience there. I mean, you know, charge up them scooters, and I don't know. What, are you going to hit me over the head with a cross?
Here's his Mother's Day sermon.
That's
big tent.
Mother's Day?
No, this clip coming up.
Oh, okay.
I got three letters in the mail just the other day. Not a one of them had a return address. Not a one of them. And all three of them were castigating me because they said, we want you to know that Joe Biden is an honorable man. Joe Biden is a practicing Catholic. So is the Pope, but he's the biggest pedophile on the planet. Say amen right there.
Listen.
Say amen right there.
I don't know. Okay, now Greg's got me. We're going after the... I mean, shit, dude.
Do you want to donate?
No, but...
You want to go out to his... The band's not there, but their instruments are... There are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guitars behind him. And a drum set and two keyboards. Holy shit.
We are in the wrong part of the entertainment industry. The six guitars backing
it's
up
a
this idiot.
Practicing Catholic. Catholic. So is the Pope, but he's the biggest pedophile on the planet. Say amen right there.
Say amen right there.
Bam! Roasted, Popey.
Until old John.
Can you do that during a comedy show? Can you say that after your each joke? Just be like, say amen right there.
You know, I'm a fucking idiot because, like, all I do is sit around and promote these shows, and I know I don't have a crowd this size. I mean, you gotta, if you're gonna get the key I'm learning in the entertainment industry is to make your fans believe that if they don't come to your shows or laugh at your jokes, they are going to burn forever in hell. I think that's the angle these guys work from, right?
And here, this will be the last Pastor Locke clip. Pastor Locke posted a video upset with Franklin Graham after Franklin Graham said everybody should get vaccinated. And Pastor Locke is not down.
Yeah.
This is, here we go.
Gospel and say, look, I can't tell you what to do, and I can't tell you what not to do, but I can tell you they'll be sipping Frosties in the lake of fire before this pastor gets up before his church and tells them to go out and take a vaccination. I'm not forcing my people into that nonsense. They can choose to do what they want to.
They'll be sipping Frosties in the lake of fire.
Sipping Frosties at a lake of fire. I mean, that's lyrical. That's the sipping Frosties at a lake of fire.
It sits on its own bottom. And I wouldn't even say something if he wasn't such a political, religious, spiritual polarizing figure. He's a good man, a gospel preaching man, a Jesus loving man, but he is dead wrong. Capital D, dead wrong on this issue.
Listen, we are all just sipping Frosties. What is that line?
Sipping Frosties in the lake of fire.
I call this painting Sipping Frosties in a Lake of Fire.
You know, like a cold day in hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Sipping Frosties in the Lake of Fire.
Do they have to pay Wendy's for that? Or do they own Frosties?
Oh, I don't know.
Sipping Frosties in a Lake of Fire.
What's this one?
So this conservative censorship is true across the board. I've been banned from, you know, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook has banned me, put me in jail many times. I'm sure you and your program, being as bold as it is, you've experienced the exact same thing. And so people that say that this is not an attack have lost their mind. This is an absolute attack on our First Amendment right. And I tell people all the time, look, when it comes to our church and what we need to say and remaining open, that when they impede upon our First Amendment right, we'll meet them at the door of the tent with our Second Amendment right.
But oh, yes.
Well, there you go.
To be fair, dude, I don't know what you're doing in your tent with your Second Amendment right, but it's a tent, so it's not going to – I mean, you know, do you really want to be, like, holed up in a tent for a gunfight?
I lied. It's not stupid. The last one. Oh, we did play this one last year. We did play this.
Oh, okay.
I'm not bowing down. I'm not in compliance. I am in utter defiance of this. Listen, I'll go to jail over this situation. It is the golden calf. I'm sick of Christians saying things like this. Well, it's just a mask. You know what they used to say? Oh, it's just a baby. It's just a zygote. It's just a growth in the mother's womb. So let's kill it. No, it's not just a mask. It's a compliance device. This is not about safety. This is about surrendering of our rights. Can I remind you, this is still the United States of America.
This is all because the manager at Dunkin' Donuts asked him to wear a mask.
You didn't want to wear a mask at Dunkin'? Oh.
So he got in his car and threw a fit.
You have a friend that, you know, is from Boston. You know how people say Dunkin' Donuts? You know what they say for Boston? They say Dunks. You want to go to Dunks?
Let's go to really? Dunks. There you go.
You're going after Dunks. And so he didn't want to put his mask on at Dunks, and then now he's pissy pants about it. Go to the drive-thru. I mean, what is it like? Is this guy married? Does he have a family?
Oh, undoubtedly.
Does he have kids?
Yeah. Pastor Locke, undoubtedly.
Do you think, I mean, I don't know what you call what does he do? What is this? Preaching, I guess? Raging?
Yeah, well, sure. It's performance art.
What? Did his kids feel, are his kids fucked up? Oh, that's daddy. I mean, God, you said there's more of him? I mean, I could listen to this guy all fucking day.
Oh, my God. Newsweek even has a story from today.
Oh.
A clip of a conservative pastor speaking out against a bunch of pedophiles in Hollywood and claiming that President Joe Biden and Jezebel demon Vice President Kamala Harris are overseeing child trafficking has now been viewed more than 1.5 million times.
Oh, my God. Now, he said Kamala, whatever the fuck, is no better than the Pope. Was that it?
Something God like that, damn. Yeah.
He, and the thing He's, about, he writes those lines.
Footage of right? a sermon from Baptist Pastor Greg Locke, who is the head of Global Vision Bible Church in Juliet, Tennessee.
Get the fuck out of Dodge, motherfucker. What? Wait. What? Let's go slowly again. What is the name of that church?
Global Vision Bible Church.
Go fuck yourself. I'm not going in that motherfucker.
In Juliet, Tennessee.
You go. Listen, do not bring your children to that fucking horror scene. I goddamn. Holy shit. These people are fucking bananas. I mean, this sounds like some David Koresh level shit to me.
So this is all about the Oprah and Tom Hanks comments.
Poor Tom Hanks.
People are horrified. Tom Hanks, like, what the fuck? Remember when he got COVID in Australia and everybody was like, yeah. Oh no, they arrested him. They finally got him for being a pedophile. And they're trying to cover it.
God, the thing about that was, like, I remember thinking, damn, if I'm Tom fucking Hanks, and somebody's like, do you want to come make a movie in Australia? I'm like, suck my dick, motherfucker. I'm not getting in a plane. You can come make a movie where I live, asshole. That's what being Tom Hanks.
They were really
would
mean. Early, wasn't it? I mean, it was pretty early on when they caught it.
But, dude, my point is, why would you go to someplace like Australia? I mean, you know.
Like, what's wrong with Australia? It's probably amazing. I would go to Australia.
What stories do we do about Australia that doesn't involve somebody like getting bitten by a snake, attacked by an alligator, shark attack, the whole fucking deal, man? I'm just saying, I don't know why Tom Hanks ended up in Australia. I would be like, I'll tell you where.
Well,
I'm
sure they were working
movie.
Or something was going on down there.
I'd be green screen me into, you know. Like going there.
You could zoom in.
Yeah, that's fine.
But it was just starting.
Yeah, that is. I don't give a shit about COVID.
They didn't travel down
to Australia.
Oh, you mean in general?
In general, if I'm Tom Hanks, I'm like, I'm not going to shoot your movie. I'm Tom Hanks, motherfucker. It barely matters what the movie. People will just go see Tom Hanks in a movie.
Yeah.
If I had Tom Hanks in a movie, I'm immediately firing everybody in special effects because people go out and see any fucking thing he's in. Just have him sit there reading.
Florida. Dateline San Francisco, I think maybe. Well, this is from
shit.
This is the newspaper.
Oh, okay. So it still could be Florida. And it could be a snake.
Headline. Rattlesnakes everywhere. Oh. The odd consequences of California's drought.
I mean, they are everywhere, though. That's not, I mean, they're everywhere anyway there. I mean, how many times did do you remember walking that the goddamn trail? I hate those trails, were terrifying.
Oh, up in
every time.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
every
about.
Every time snakes and nobody gives a shit. Nobody fucking cares. It's the weirdest thing. I remember I walked past a couple of rattlesnakes. And I was like, oh, my fucking God. There's somebody walking towards me. I was like, there are snakes down there. And the guy looked at me like,
so?
All right, fucker.
Len Ramirez stalked through the dried landscape, scanning the ground ahead, looking for movement. Called out to an estate in Napa Valley, the owner of Ramirez Rattlesnake Removal Company.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
Was finishing up his last job of another busy day. Wrangling, removing, and relocating snakes from homes in Northern California, he found three in just this yard alone.
Burn it all to the ground. And what did you do with each?
Including one
nestled
roughly 100 yards from the pool.
Nestled, laying in wait to kill. From the pool?
Rattlesnakes are everywhere these days, he says. God. On front porches, in potted plants, under children's play equipment. He says, I am busier than I have ever been.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is climate change. We're in a drought. There's snakes everywhere. They're coming out to get you, motherfuckers. Ah. Oh, and they're out.
Oh, they're nestled here and there. My God.
Rattlesnakes are becoming more common in places where we live, work, and play.
Oh, and play. And we're living here. I hate this. How horrible.
Had jobs where he's had to remove more than 60 snakes at a time.
Burn
I
them.
Always remind
Throw
parents.
Throw them in an incinerator.
I always remind parents to be a good scout before your kids go out to play.
Let them play inside. And the important thing now, what I'm hearing is that you must have a hard seal between the inside and outside. I think about that all the time. There are so many places a snake could slither up in this motherfucker. And
also, due to the drought, bears are expanding their ranges, showing up where they've never been seen before.
Hell yeah, baby. We're killing it in 2021. Fuck yeah.
Songbirds carrying the West Nile virus
Birds?
Are also increasingly showing up in backyards.
Get the fuck out of my fucking backyard, you fucking birds. Shelby, go get those birds. No, they got the West Nile virus.
And then disease-carrying mosquitoes thrive in cities during drought because that's where water is.
Okay.
Human-made structures, pipes, pits, ponds are prime spots for stagnant water to become breeding grounds for insects.
I know that's important. I'm having trouble giving a shit about anything in here.
The rattlesnakes.
It's like, that's how, like, I just, why would anybody go to California after hearing the story? I mean, God. And there were rattlesnakes there anyway. They're rattlesnakes.
Well, yes,
and, you know, you see them all the time. So I'm trying to wrap my mind around the fact that they're more. Oh, okay. Why does the floor move, Indy?
A couple of stories. The next two, both provided by some of our awesome listeners.
Snakes. Why does it have to be snakes?
This story is from a couple weeks back.
Yay.
A lobster diver has recounted the terrifying experience of nearly being eaten alive by a whale.
Fuck.
A humpback whale.
That's one bad motherfucking whale, man.
Michael Packard, 56, described being taken completely into the animal's mouth before he got spat out around 30 seconds later.
That whale is like, hey, watch this. This is going to be fucking hilarious.
I was lobster diving and a humpback whale tried to eat me. I was in his closed mouth for about 30 to 40 seconds before it rose to the surface and spit me out. I'm bruised up. I have no broken bones.
Well, listen, this guy, you're missing something. You were in his mouth, but you were also in his house, and you were maybe friends with that lobster. That lobster's like, hey, well, this guy is going to come and try to fucking eat me. He's going to throw me in a boiling pot of water. Can you, like, suck him into your mouth or something when he comes here?
He thought at first he was getting attacked by a shark. He felt a huge bump, and then everything went dark.
Oh, my God. I'm inside a fucking whale?
He said, I felt around. I realized there were no teeth. And then I thought, oh, my God, I'm in a whale's mouth, and it's trying to swallow me.
I have never got. Have fun in the water, motherfucker.
I thought, well, this is it. I'm going to die. I thought about my wife and kids. Yeah. There was no getting out of there. All of a sudden, it went up to the surface, started shaking its head. I just got flung in the air and landed in the water, and I was free.
Hey, dickhead, maybe he saved you from a shark that was about to eat you or something. You don't fucking know.
He felt like his legs were broken, but it was just really bad bruised.
Did you get your stupid fucking lobsters, you dickbag? You dumb fucking idiot.
They think it wasn't, he wasn't targeted, because don't they eat plankton and krill? He just got caught up in gulp feeding.
Right. They think that. They don't know. We don't know what's under the water.
They think he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it was gulp feeding. Shit. And he just, but it wasn't singling him out and attacking him.
Okay. Where is that?
It was gulp feeding. They don't eat anything bigger than plankton. Right. Plankton.
Until now.
They're not going to try to swallow a giant 100, 200 pound human. Scuba gear.
the whale just listened to that Marvin Gaye song. It made him sad about the environment.
What's
going
on?
Yeah, I'm going to eat this guy now.
And then another story sent by one of our awesome listeners.
These whales are full of mercury and shit.
They got to look at these humans and be like, you know what? Go fuck yourself.
This is fascinating. Yes. This is some sciencey stuff, too.
Ooh.
Archaeologists.
Yes.
Have discovered what they believe to be the earliest known shark attack victim.
Oh.
Archaeologists have recreated the brutal death of the earliest known shark attack victim, who was killed around 3,000 years ago. These are researchers from Oxford.
Hello.
Have been investigating evidence.
How the fuck do they know that shit?
They reviewed the remains of a man riddled with traumatic injuries from a site of Tsukumo by the Seto Inland Sea. I have no idea where any of that is.
Well, it's in Florida. Probably.
It's near Japan.
Yep. Well,
in the report, they said we were flummoxed by what could have caused 790 deep serrated injuries to this man. There were so many injuries, yet he was buried in the community burial ground. They were mainly confined to the arms, legs, and front chest and abdomen. And then they ruled out human conflict. And then they figured out it was a shark.
And this is on what?
The distribution of wounds strongly suggests the victim was alive at the time of the attack.
Oh, wow.
His left hand was sheared off.
Oh, my God.
Probably a defense wound.
Oh, gee. I mean.
But the body looks like it was recovered soon after the attack because he was buried in the community cemetery.
And here we are, still swimming. We're going to beat these sharks.
His right leg was off. His left was gone. His left leg was placed on top of his body in an inverted position.
Yeah.
Given the injuries, we determined he was clearly the victim of a shark attack.
Nothing good.
He probably was fishing at the time.
Right. Plant-based diet.
Since they recovered the body quickly.
Right.
Based on the character and distribution of the tooth marks, it was mostly, it was probably either a tiger or a white shark. 3,000 years ago.
Ugh, God, you know.
It's amazing.
It really is. That's crazy.
Well, they could put that shit together.
I mean, and we haven't learned anything since then, have we? I mean, because it's the same thing. It's happened millions and millions of times.
There you go.
Go in the water. Yum, 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 yum.
Except those guys were doing it to eat. I mean, they really needed it to live off the fish.
Right. Well, why didn't they grow? I mean, why not grow some fucking carrots? I know a tiger.
Did I mention it was an island off the coast of Japan? I mean, I don't know that their agricultural choices are vast.
I'm eating whatever's available. It's not in that fucking water. I mean, you know, I'm going to eat this tomato.
We got to get going. It's about that time. Let's end on a good note.
Okay.
Sad that it came to this, but a good note.
Oh.
The SCOTUS had decided not to listen to a case.
Yes.
Allowing the lower Fourth Circuit Court decision to stand, allowing transgender students to use the bathroom that they want to use, that they identify with.
Oh, my gosh.
If you remember Gavin Grimm, this has been going for 5 or 6 years, as our stupid system takes so fucking long.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gavin is a trans male,
yes.
Wanted to start using the boys' bathroom in high school and was told no.
Oh, my God.
Schools now cannot prohibit students from using the bathroom that matches their gender identity.
There you go. The government doing something good.
And SCOTUS has then refused to hear the ultimate appeal and allowing the lower court to stand. So Gavin tweeted out, it took a bunch of years, but we finally won.
I mean,
even though they won at every level, every court.
People just want to fucking pee, man.
Let them just use the bathroom.
Let them pee. Let them fucking pee.
And to the Louis Gohmerts of the world, if you can't tell the difference between some moron, horny teenager who says, I'm going to put on a wig and a dress and try to go in and listen to the girls tinkle in the bathroom versus somebody who is undergoing gender reassignment or transitioning.
Yeah.
In any capacity, you shouldn't have your job as an educator. Yeah. If you can't tell the difference.
Louis Gohmert, you're a fucking idiot.
And that tells us a lot about Louis Gohmert as a human, that he said, when I was a teenager, I would have totally done that. I would have put on a dress.
Oh, my God.
And I would put on a dress and gone in there and just look at titties and see what the girls do when they're taking shits and stuff.
Yeah, that's somebody you don't vote for.
There you go.
You know, you don't vote for that guy.
We got a GTFO.
Yay.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, Ryan is doing shit out in the world. You can find out what he's doing on the internet at Radar Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll hit you up again tomorrow. Have a good evening, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Viva la resistance.
Masturbation.
Masturbation.
Sadomasochistic abuse.
Please clap. Please clap.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.